This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several weeks, we have been engaged in a study of what the Bible teaches about human suffering. We are now coming near to the close of this study. And today I want to call your attention to the teaching of the Bible as to how certain biblical characters reacted to suffering. And I would like for you to read the entire book of Job. I'd like to urge you to do it at one sitting. Just sit down with your Bible and read that entire book. You know, Job is a great example of how to respond to tremendous problems in this life. Job lost almost everything upon which human hearts lean for support. He lost his wealth, he lost his children, he lost his health. His wife turned against him and urged him to curse God. To all intents and purposes, he lost his friends. He also lost the sense of dignity of his own being. He lost his conviction that God ruled the universe, or that if he didn't do it very well. Actually, he lost everything except his faith in God and in a sense of himself as a creature of God. In spite of all of this loss and suffering, Job could still say, as recorded in the 13th chapter and the 15th verse, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Now let me make clear that, of course, Job was not perfect in his reaction. But it does show that a human being can stand in the face of everything being swept away and yet finally come through with faith in God. All of this loss and suffering came to Job in spite of the fact that he was a good man. Sometimes we hear people set forth the idea that if you're in some kind of illness, if you had some kind of problem, if you're suffering in some way, that this within and of itself constitutes proof that you are a terrible sinner. But this book makes clear that that is simply not the truth. Sometimes wicked men suffer. Sometimes they suffer directly for their own sins. We made that clear in previous studies. But it is also clear that at times righteous people suffer. Job was described as being perfect and upright. He feared God and hated evil. He was pure in both thought and conduct. He kept himself free from immorality. He was an honest man and was free of false pride. He was a man who loved and obeyed God. He was thoughtful and courteous in his dealings with others. He was kind to his own family and to other people. He was helpful to widows and to orphans. He counseled with those in sorrow and tried to comfort and strengthen them. He was free of inclination toward idolatry. He was a man of great stature in his community and in the sight of God. And yet tragic and extreme suffering came upon such a good man. In facing this suffering, Job did not sin. He did not, as many who suffer are prone to do, charge God foolishly. I'd like for you to read Job chapter 1, verse 22, and chapter 2, verse 10, that makes clear this fact about Job. He said that the Lord had given great blessings to him, and that the Lord had now taken them away. He thus recognized the Lord's right to allow such to happen. But Satan struck Job with extremely loathsome sores from head to foot, and Job was then reduced to sitting in a rubbish heap, likely outside the walls of the town. He was then repulsive both to himself and to other people, and at a time when his wife could have been and should have been a great source of strength and comfort to him, she also turned against him and counseled him to curse God and die, Job chapter 2, verse 9. Apparently all but three of his friends had now forsaken him. These three came and sat in sympathy with Job for 7 days before speaking. But they then accused Job of sin and said that he was suffering because of his sin. Actually, these men, rather than being a source of comfort, were a source of more suffering. Such was the case in that Job called them miserable comforters. Job chapter 16 and verse 2. We'll continue our study tomorrow, the Lord willing, of the great example of Job in enduring suffering.